Sub-zero temperatures broke records in the Midwest, the East, and even the South. In Chicago, it was minus 16 degrees. In Atlanta, a record low of 6 degrees. And the temperature at Baltimore-Washington Airport hovered near zero. Many people had to change their routines, even our reporter Margot Adler in New York City, where the low of 4 degrees broke a century-old record.
I'm standing in Bryant Park across the street from our office. Usually on a Tuesday, I walk a mile and a half to the gym. I took a cab. Usually I walk 3.5 miles through the park to the office. I took a subway. And I'm wearing a huge 8-foot-long Harry Potter Gryffindor color scarf that I would probably be too embarrassed to wear on any other day. But let's go over to the skating rink and see who's here.
Very cold.
Very cold.
Very cold. Where are you from?
From Russia.
Well, it's cold there too, I would imagine.
Yes.
So what brought you out here on this cold day? I noticed there are only two people skating.
Yes. We decided to skate, but now I don't know. Will we do it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit too cold today, maybe, to be getting that kind of wind on your face.
That's Irena Ryabinina and Richard Zarev, tourists from Russia and Australia. He says he came here to escape the summer heat. Now, these tourists, who were the only people I met in the park, are out in the cold by choice. But cities all over the Midwest, East, and South are dealing with some people who don't have much choice. Paul Coleman is the president of Mary Haven in Columbus, Ohio, an agency that serves the poor, the addicted, the homeless. In weather like this, Mary Haven attempts to convince the homeless to go to shelters, and many do. But sadly, he says,
there are some individuals whose mental and or addictive illness is so severe that they will not come in even in brutally cold temperatures.
At that point, he says, if someone clearly cannot care for themselves, Mary Haven will seek help from the Columbus police to get that person to warm shelter. Most people don't think of Nashville, Tennessee as cold, but you'd be wrong. Yesterday, the temperature never got out of the single digits. One plumbing company reported 500 calls about frozen pipes.
I never seen no weather like this, honestly.
Shatika Matthews sent her kids to be with their father because there's no heat in her house.
We're trying to make contact with the landlord. He doesn't want to call back, but as we're standing here breathing in this cold air, that's how I feel inside my home.
Altogether, more than 17,000 flights have been canceled over the past week due to weather. More than 500 Amtrak passengers were stranded overnight because of blowing and drifting snow in north-central Illinois. 65 miles of thruway were closed from Buffalo to the Pennsylvania border, and many roads were closed in upstate New York, where 50-mile-an-hour winds and blowing snow made travel impossible. Pipes froze all over the country, and many disabled people were simply shut in. PJM Interconnection is the electricity grid operator for more than 61 million people in 13 states and the District of Columbia. The company is asking the public to conserve electricity today because of the cold. PJM is urging people to set thermostats lower than usual if health permits, to avoid using stoves, dishwashers, and dryers in the morning and late afternoon, and to turn off lights and appliances that people are not using. Meteorologists say some 187 million people will feel the effects of what some are calling the polar vortex by the time it ends. Some places were colder than Antarctica. It will be warmer tomorrow, and here in New York, people are expecting a Saturday in the mid-50s. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.